love those horns.
You just gotta love those horns. How did we go from this great stuff to hard metal rock junk? How did we slip into that? That was not an evolution. That was a devolution. That was horrible. Ooh, man. Let me hear that song again. That's Chicago. 25-624 or
25-898
or
5-3-2-1-7-9.
Doesn't this just put you in the mood to want to do some drywall work? Or fix a roof?
Or put your fanny in a Ford and go for a drive?
Or put your fanny in that convertible brand new Mustang, put the top down, and put the pedal to the metal. Hey, we're going to be talking roofs in the 10 o'clock hour, so y'all stay tuned for that. If your roof is in that 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old age or more, or if you know someone that's experiencing some roof leaks, damage, concerns, or anxieties, you make sure you get a hold of them and tell them to tune in and tune in quick, because we've got a special guest here as a roofing expert, been in the business for a lot of years. We're going to be talking roofs, roof material, roof costs, and roof maintenance.
Ben, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
I have a flat foam roof,
okay.
And it has the scuppers on the side. I live in Desert Hills, so we're on a well there, but it's mostly dry, so I get my water trucked in.
Okay.
And what I was wanting to do is salvage the rainwater that comes off the scuppers into like a cistern.
Okay.
And use that for irrigation water. And
okay.
I don't know who to contact, who has those, things like that.
You know, for Desert Hills, what I would start with, have you heard us talking about water, use it wisely?
Yes.
It's a book that teaches you how to water by the numbers is the actual name of the book. Well, that's put together by a group called the Arizona Municipal Water Users Association, AMWA.
Mm-hmm.
AMWA's website has a section, a page dedicated to rain harvesting that has links to different municipalities, as well as the U of A Research Center, and also this very interesting website called Rain Harvesting for Drylands and Beyond.
Okay.
The resources on that page can help you get started if you're looking to do this yourself, if you're looking for somebody to help install it. I don't know if we could convince Tom Riley to come down off the mountain into Desert Hills.
Well, they do a lot
of rain harvesting in Prescott,
yeah.
And I know he's going to have some resources for you. But
okay.
I would start at AMWAS for your area of Arizona.
Okay.
And take it from there.
There's a lot more rain harvesting in Pima County, Yavapai County, Coconino County. Maricopa County is just...
not quite enough rain.
It's just, you have to be philosophically committed to doing it. Because
right.
you're always trying to weigh out, how much am I going to spend to harvest this water, to store it, to keep
right.
it insect-free, to keep it usable. You know, it's a constant. It's not being replenished as often as most rain harvesting storage units would like it. Now, I'm not an expert on
right.
it, but that's just the things I've heard. And the fact that Yavapai County, Coconino County, Pima County get about 30 to 40% more rain than us put them in ideal situations to harvest rain.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm spending $120 a month just to get water trucked in. And that's without a yard. I mean, that's just all natural desert.
Yeah.
So I was wanting to put in grass, trees, stuff like that.
Well, I'll tell you another thing I would look at if I was you. I'd get a hold of the Maricopa County Building Department and find out how much gray water allocation you could supplement that rainwater collection with. At that point, when you're talking about shower water, dishwater, water.
And, I guarantee that's going to be more than that rain collection.
And you add that to the rainwater.
Okay.
I do a little research into that. And again, Pima County leads the state in gray water reclamation. It hasn't been approved in every county. But if that's your philosophy and that's your bent on the deal, then I would call the solar store. I would call Catherine Kent in Tucson. And you can find her on our website. She's one of our statewide solar experts. Her home office is in Tucson. And she is huge on expertise on living off the grid in every dimension. Wind power, geothermal, solar, water, everything. Give Catherine a Kent, Ben, and I think you'll get steered in the right direction.
Okay. I also need your recipe for gumbo because I'm a duck hunter and I don't have any good recipes. So.
Hey, I you know what? Julia, my daughter's the call screener. We'll make sure we've got your information. I'll send you four of my historical Romero, Saunier, Arsenault family duck recipes. My mama's got a baked L'Orange duck she cooked for us about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
That was good.
Oh.
Anything Baby K touches in the kitchen.
We call it
good.
Slap your mama good, but since she cooked it, I couldn't do that.
Baby K magic, it's hard to copy that.
Down south, we have this. Is it so good that you'd slap your mama?
If you've seen
unless
Tony's.
Unless she cooked it, yeah.
Tony's is pretty famous seasoning. Other slap your mama seasoning made.
That's right.
In Louisiana. And I tell you what, you didn't used to see that in a lot of homes in Louisiana. Every home now has got the Tony's and the slap your mama. That's a very good seasoning.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.